Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 workflow lesson, and we're building what I like to call a transition slice session, a fast, repeatable way to create jungle and old-school DNB transitions that hit with modern punch, but still keep that dusty break soul. The main idea is simple. Instead of reinventing transitions every time, you're going to set up a small toolkit, one sliced break instrument for micro edits, one dedicated transition FX return so your throws are consistent, and a punch chain so the break actually translates in a modern mix. Then you'll make a handful of reusable MIDI transition clips, 16 to 8 to 4 to 2 to 1 bar ramps, plus the classic jungle moves like stop and slam, stutters, and roll-ins. Alright, let's set the room up so it feels like jungle immediately. First, tempo. Put your project somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you want the sweet spot, set it to 170. Now open the groove pool. Add a subtle swing, like MPC 16 Swing 57. Don't go crazy. Set timing around 20 to 35% and random around 2 to 6%. And here's the key. Apply this groove mainly to hats, ghost notes, and chatter slices. Let your main kick and snare anchor stay stable, because jungle falls apart fast when the backbone starts wobbling. Next, create a simple track layout so you can work fast. Track 1 is break slices. Track 2 is drum one-shots for your modern punch layers. Track 3 is sub or bass. Track 4 is FX and risers. And then set up returns, one for dubby space, one for tape dirt, and one for crush or punch. Even if you don't use them all right away, having the lanes ready makes you move like you're performing, not troubleshooting. Now let's build the soul foundation. Slicing the break properly. Drag in a classic break. Amen, think, hot pants, funky drummer, whatever has personality. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be on transients. Turn transient loop mode off. Then set the envelope somewhere around 0 to 10 to start. Lower envelope tends to feel tighter. Higher can get clicky or papery, so you'll adjust by ear. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in preset for now, because we're going to build our own punch and soul chain after. This is a big mindset shift. Transient slicing is what makes the transition workflow fast. You're not destructively chopping audio for every fill. You're playing edits in MIDI, and that's how you get those quick, musical micro decisions that make jungle feel alive. Now we build the break processing, modern punch plus vintage glue. On the sliced instrument track, group your audio effects into a rack and name it Break Punch Plus Soul. Here's the chain order, and yes, the order matters. First, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, boom around 10 to 25%, and if you want to tune it, aim somewhere like 50 to 70 Hz depending on the break. Crunch, keep subtle, 0 to 10, dab around 10 to 30, and then transient, push it. Plus 5 to plus 25 is a common range. This is part of your modern impact. Second, EQ 8. High pass at 24 dB per octave around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, a small shelf around 7 to 10 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. A quick teacher note here, if the break loses air, don't automatically boost highs. Often the real culprit is too much damp in drum bus or too much saturation. Back off the stuff that's choking the transient first. Third, saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is your it holds together when it gets loud device. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. And you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is not smash mode. This is glue, not murder. Fifth, utility. Set width around 80 to 100%. Keep breaks controlled so they don't get facey when you start adding sends. And set gain so you're leaving headroom. A nice target is peaking around minus 6 dB on the drum bus so your drop has somewhere to go. Now you've got a break that keeps its grit, but actually punches. Next step, the transition toolbox. This is where the session becomes a weapon. Create a MIDI clip on the break slices track that's 4 bars long. You're going to build a small library of transition clips that you can drag into any project. We'll make 5 core patterns. First pattern, a 1-bar classic jungle fill. Copy your main groove for 3 bars, and then bar 4 becomes your fill bar. Add quick snare slice repeats near the end, like 16th notes, or even 30 seconds if you want it spicy. Create a kick mute moment. literally remove a kick hit or a small chunk of low-end rhythm. That silence creates impact, and plan an impact on the one of the next section, often on your FX track, crash, reverse crash, or a clean hit. In Live 12, here's a slick move. Use MIDI note stretch. You can compress the last half bar into rapid-fire repeats without drawing every hit. That's the kind of speed advantage that makes you actually finish tracks. Second pattern, a two-bar step-up energy clip. In bars 3 and 4, increased density, extra ghost snares at low velocity, hat slices on offbeats, and nudge one or two garnish hits slightly late by just a few milliseconds. That tiny push-pull creates funk, but only if your main kick and snare stay solid. Third pattern, a four-bar old-school roll-in. This is the classic rising snare roll. Bars 1 and 2, 8th notes. Bar 3, 16ths. Bar 4, 30 seconds right before the drop. Then do a velocity ramp, start around 40 to 60, end around 90 to 110. You want intensity to rise, not just density. Fourth pattern, stop plus slam. At the end of bar 4, remove the last 8th note to quarter note. Make a micro gap, then place a single snare flam or impact immediately after the silence. Jungle loves that floor disappears for a split-second feeling. Fifth pattern, re-trigger stutter. Take the last half bar, duplicate the same slice hits, but lower the velocities on repeat so it doesn't just sound like a machine gun. And you'll pair this with filter automation in a second so it moves forward instead of sounding pasted. When these clips feel good, save them into your user library as jungle transition clips. This is how you build your own transition pack over time. Now we need a dedicated FX path so transitions are fast, consistent, and controllable. Create a return track or an auto bus and name it TransFX. Add an auto filter first. Type clean. Low pass mode. Start frequency at 20k. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Then add echo. Sync to a quarter note or an eighth dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the echo so lows are rolled off below about 200 Hz. Highs rolled off above 8 to 10k. Add subtle modulation for movement. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a hall or plate-ish vibe. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz so your low end stays clean. Optionally add redux for that old sampler grit. Think 12 to 14 bit feel. Light downsampling, nothing that turns it into pure noise. Then utility at the end. Widen the FX only, like 120 to 160%. And if needed, keep bass mono, but ideally your reverb and delay are already high passed so they're not fighting the center. Send strategy. Automate sends. Don't leave the brake swimming the whole time. In jungle, the brake usually stays forward, and the space is something you throw at the end of phrases. Now let's talk automation, but not random automation. Energy lanes. Pick three lanes you always automate in builds. 1. A high pass or low pass tilt, either on the brake or on the FX bus. 2. The send amount into TransFX. 3. Density, meaning the MIDI note rate, stutter rate, or roll intensity. If your build isn't working, one of those lanes is usually missing. That keeps you from stacking 10 devices and still feeling like nothing's happening. Here are three reliable automation recipes. Recipe 1. Low pass sweep plus dubtail. Over the last two bars, before the drop, ramp the brake send to TransFX from 0 up to around 25%. At the same time, automate the TransFX auto filter frequency from 20k down to around 1.2k over those two bars. In the last half bar, snap the filter slightly more open for a moment. That little peak creates tension. Then cut the send back down right on the drop. The drop needs to be cleaner and drier so it feels louder without you actually turning it up. Recipe 2. Tape-ish stop moment, stock style. You can fake a tape stop by automating the clip transposition down, like minus 12 to minus 24 semitones over about half a bar, while also fading volume into silence. Then fill the gap with a reverse crash on your FX track. The reverse crash bridges the silence so it feels intentional. Recipe 3. Stutter to impact. Duplicate the last bar of your break into a new audio clip and consolidate it so it becomes one solid chunk. Put beat repeat on it. Interval 1 bar. Grid starts at 1/8 and automates down to 1/16 right at the end. Chance around 30 to 60% for variation, or 100% if you want it controlled. High pass the beat repeat filter around 200 Hz, so you don't stutter the sub information. Then mute beat repeat on the drop so the impact is clean. Now we add the modern punch layer. One shots under the break. Create a drum rack on the drum one shots track. Pick a kick that has clean low end punch with a short tail, and a snare that has a crisp top plus a short body. Then program them to follow the main hits of the break. Don't double every little ghost note. The break is the groove and texture. The one-shots are translation and consistency. Process the one-shot group lightly. Drum boss with transient plus 10 to plus 30. Drive 5 to 10. EQ 8 to carve space. Often a dip around 200 to 300 Hz if it fights the break. Saturator lightly. Soft clip on. Balance it so the one-shots are felt more than heard. If it starts sounding like you replaced the break, you've gone too far. Now, arrangement. Here's a proven 32-bar jungle transition layout that just works. Bars 1 to 16. Main loop. Break. Bass. Maybe pads. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Add ghost slices. Light FX sends. Little hints. Bars 25 to 28. 4-bar transition. Increase break density. Start your filter and send ramps. Bars 29 to 30. 2-bar transition. Snare roll builds. Dubtails get louder. Bar 31. 1-bar micro moment. Tutter or stop silence. Reverse crash rising. Bar 32. Drop reset. Clean. Dry. Loud. And the rule. Turn off the fancy stuff right on the one. The listener should feel the tension release as clarity, not as more chaos. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the time wasters.